Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody say, oh, 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 oh.
Leaving that
good morning, and welcome to Joy and Peace. So glad that and elated that you have stopped by the air today. We have an exciting topic we're going to talk about today that everybody can play a part in on giving some feedback today. Oh, gracious Father, we thank you for this broadcast. We thank you for each and every one that have tuned in to this broadcast today, dear Heavenly Father. Let it be beneficiary to each and every one that come on, that may come on over on the archives today, dear Heavenly Father. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen. Today, our topic is we're doing it for 30 minutes. Rise and try again. For though the righteous fall seven times, they rise again, but the wicked stumble when calamity strikes. Making mistakes is a necessary part of living a fulfilled life. Stumbling and falling are all a part of growing. Let go of any fear or failure, and focus on doing your best. Be proud of your wonderful, imperfect journey in life. And some of our tag words today we are talking about is fear, failure, focus, fall, and mistakes. And today, to start off our topic, bringing you up on Pharaoh, Moses, Aaron, throughout the Bible, and you'll be able to get with me as we go through. And if you can feel free to hit one on your keypad when you want to come in and let me know that you would like to say something. And some of the scriptures, I'll give these to you now, be 1 Corinthians 10 and 12, Exodus 8, 2 and 10, John 14 and 6, John 8, 31 and 32, and Matthew 16, 21 and 23. I have some more. I'll give the rest of them before I end the broadcast. You know, whatever mistakes you make in life, let them be a place of learning. We all make mistakes in life. None of us are perfect. We have done something. We have said something. We have went about something, and we thought they were right, but they were mistakes. But we learned from our mistake. Let's start in the Word of God. Pharaoh refused again to let the people go. And the Nile swarmed with frogs. God had told Moses what to tell Pharaoh. They come up into the house and into the beds and into the ovens and the kneading bowl. They are everywhere. If you think about this for a moment, it's pretty disgusting. The people, including Pharaoh, can't lay down to sleep because their bed is covered with frogs. Just stay with me now. I'm going somewhere with this. They can't eat because frogs are everywhere in their kitchen. Then Pharaoh magically then go and make more frogs. They need it anymore. Finally, Pharaoh called for Moses, and Aaron said, "Ask your God to take the frogs away." Moses said, "When do you want me to do that?" And Pharaoh, in the hardness of his heart, said, "Tomorrow." And then Moses said, "Tomorrow?" And he said, if this subject didn't think it was a God, they probably wouldn't have rebelled. Who wants to sleep with the frog? You know, this was a man who didn't learn from his mistake. This was Pharaoh. He didn't learn nothing. Moses had told him what the law said. How many times people have given us instruction from the Word of God? Because they didn't look like so-so-so, or they didn't act like so-so-so. You didn't take what they said. You figured they didn't know what they said. But if God had told them to give you a message to keep you from going through something, why didn't you listen? So you come up doing what you want to do and got all bogged down in all kind of mistakes, all kind of things started happening. Over one simple thing, being disobedient and listen to what the Holy Ghost has to say. So now let's go on a little further. Here they're talking about 10 plagues later, after the death of his firstborn son, Pharaoh is finally convinced to do what God wanted him to do. But look how long it took him. God kept sending warning after warning after warning. God do that to his people today. He sent warning after warning. But y'all, I want to take heed. Y'all want to keep doing what you're doing, keep saying what you're saying, and see you ain't get no results. And but his error remains. And he is destined to make more mistakes. Error was in his heart. How many of you all have error in your heart? He didn't want to admit that the Lord God was ruler of heaven and earth. He didn't want to do things God's way. He wanted to do things Pharaoh's way. How many of you all that's listening in today are like that? You don't want to listen to when somebody, you go to somebody for sound doctrine, they give it to you, but you still take away. You go with, they don't know what they're talking about. I'm going to do what I want to do. And then when it don't pan out, you want to call, make it feel like that person give you the wrong information from God. No, they gave you the right information. You had to rise and fall and try again because you didn't believe him. Just because they wasn't in a mansion, because they wasn't driving a Maybach, and they were driving a little Pinto, a little Vega. They didn't know what God didn't speak to them. Just stick with me. I'm going to get you straight just after a while. You know, every time a new plague came and every time God took it away, Pharaoh was reminded of the truth. How many times you got to come right on back to the truth and God will bring it to you. So sell it and say, I sent my servant, Sadie, and told you what I said. But you didn't believe her because she didn't have 10,000 people following her. She didn't do this and do that. But I told her what to tell you. But you thought she wasn't hearing from me, so you did it your way. Now you coming back crying and bellyaching. You're rising, and you got to try again because you didn't obey. But it made him miserable to think there was a God more powerful than him. And he wallowed in his misery. Rather than letting the truth replace his error, he preferred to sleep with the frogs one more night than to let the truth set him free. How many of you all are sleeping with the enemy right now? Instead of letting it go. God have already told you more than one time through many people, but you rather sleep with the enemy and be killed, be devoured and everything else. You know, we all make mistakes in life. Some are silly language mistakes. Some are serious. It isn't always easy, but the truth can set us free from repeating mistakes. Even if we feel miserable, discover the truth. When we realize our mistake, we so often say, if only I'd have done it this way. We replay the things we did wrong in our mind. We think about how we should have done it. And that's good to a point. Thinking about how we could have done better help us to see our errors and follow truth. But eventually, we need to leave it behind and turn out. It's only what I was thinking or what I was doing. Today, I will do it this way. That's what you're saying. Jesus told his disciples, Jesus said to the people who believed in him, you are truly my disciples. If you remain faithful to my teaching, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Over in John 8, 31 and 32, Jesus was talking about freedom from sin. Some of the worst mistakes we make are sinful ones. To worry and failure to trust God on the other. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the light. You'll find that in John 14 and 6. The truth is, if we try to follow Christ, his word, and doing what he said, then his truth will set us free. But, that little three-letter word, but, we have to do more than mentally acknowledging the truth. We have to follow it. We have to pursue it. you know, whatever mistakes you make in life, let them be a place of learning today. Make the most of your mistakes. At the same time, we have so many opportunities to mess up in life. We do things we know we shouldn't, and we make mistakes. When industries try to expand to other countries, there are plenty of opportunities for mistakes. Needless to say, you know, sales was poor for a car that wouldn't go. We're using that example because you put it in the wrong language. But if you would have followed what God told you, it would have sold. I went back to thinking of all the places that's closing down in the United States right now, all the different stores, grocery stores, department stores, big companies. When Coca-Cola was introduced in China, their attempt at finding a poetic equivalent in the Chinese language resulted in a drink called Bite the Way Tadpole. Pepsi didn't do well either with that Chinese advertising. There come a lie, Pepsi Generation slogan translated into Pepsi bring your ancestors back from the grave. The point, we all make mistakes. See, they made a mistake when they sent it over there and putting it in their language, but they didn't put it the right way it should have been, the same way when God give us a word. We are to take that word and feast and do what the word of God say. But rather than follow the instruction of God, we go to Bobo Sam Sergeant Hay, we go to Mary Lou, we go to Robert Earl, we go to Philly Philly, we go to everybody, but sticking the principle of what God said. And if you not show, when you go to him in prayer, he will send a man, a woman of God, an angel to you and repeat the same thing he told you. And you know it's from God because you didn't share that with nobody else. So why not listen to what God have already told you? That's when you come up and make mistakes. You know, some of them are more public than others, but we're in good company when we make mistakes. We may try to deny it. We may even call it something other than a mistake. If a driver make a mistake, what they say? It's an accident. If a teacher make a mistake, they tell her, it's a new theory. If a barber make a mistake, it's a new hairstyle he have given you. But when we try to deny our mistake, that is when the trouble really begun. Over in 1 Corinthians 10 and 12 say, if you think you are standing strong, be careful not to fall. Often we think we stand. And that's our first mistake. When we think we're doing all right, we stop being cautious and we start making mistakes. Over in Psalms 30, David admit, when I was propositioned, I said, nothing can stop me now. When things was going great, I thought I had it made, like a lot of us. Nothing can touch me. I will never be moved. That's what a lot of us say. But then in the next verse, David admit the real truth. Your favor, God, O Lord, make me as secure as a mountain. Then you turn away from me and I will shatter. Psalms 30 and verse 7. We stand or fall by the grace of God. When we believe in ourselves and our prosperity, our ability, when we think we stand, that is when we make the most mistake and fall hard, Peter is one of my favorite disciples. He was a guy that made mistakes, and Jesus still loved him. That's an encouragement to me. Get behind me, Satan, you say, Matthew 16, 21 through 23. When Jesus told his disciples that he was going to suffer in Jerusalem and be killed and then rise again, Peter said, God forbid it, Lord. This will never happen to you. Jesus replied, it's not too comforting in this instance. Now he said, get thee behind me, Satan. You are seeing things merely from a human point of view, not from God. How would you like for your mistake to be stumbling blocks to Jesus? Think about it for a few minutes. Even the Apostle Paul was a mistake maker. They had other ones in the Bible that made mistakes. But when you think about it, how many mistakes have we made? Did we go back to God and ask him to please forgive us? No, you kept on making the mistake. You kept on doing what you want to do. Because Bobo and Dodo and everybody told you, boy, do it this way. Boy, do it this way. But God told you from Junk Street, when he gave you the commission, when he gave you the command, he instructed you how to do it, where to do it, where to go at. But rather than follow his instruction, you followed everybody else's instruction that took you so far behind the back of the desert that you didn't know how you were going to get back to the front of the desert. If you'd only followed his instruction from Jump Street, you wouldn't have went through all these things you've been going through all these years, all these months, all these weeks, because you wanted to do, like I think it was Frank Sinatra said, I want to do, he's going to do things my way. And you know, we can't do things our way all the time. We got to do things God's way, especially if you're walking in the newness of life, especially if you talking to God. You're a servant of God. That's your first priority, is listen to what God is saying. You know, we all struggle like that. Even when he knew what was good and right, Paul still made a mistake and chose to do the wrong things. His only salvation from such a dreadful cycle was Christ. And the same is true for us. So when we make mistakes, we need to understand that we are in good company. What we need to do is learn from our mistake. You know, a lot of people go through life making mistake after mistake, and they don't learn a thing. God done showed them what you've been doing ain't right. It's time for you to change from what you was doing. And when you think about that, if you say, for instance, if you're a surgeon or a pilot, you might want to try not to make mistakes. But if what you do isn't a matter of life and death, even if you think it is, we find that mistakes can be some of the most important things that can happen to us. Rather than fearing mistake, we should try to learn from them, because mistakes are the portals was invented by mistake. Teflon was a mistake. This Discover America was a mistake. Back in the 1970s, that was a car called the Gremlin. With a name like that, what can you expect, even though it was a failure? It was also the predecessor to the popular hatchback. So if you want to put a positive spin on it, you think about it. How many mistakes have I been making in life? What have I did to rectify the mistakes I have made? Think about it. We, as men and women of God, we will make mistakes every day. We're not prone not to make a mistake. But some of the mistakes we make, you all, are our own fault, on our own agenda. Because God told you, you know, a lot of people out here say, well, I'm going to, I say, what did the Lord say? And they say, oh, Miss Sadie, you always saying that. What did the Lord say? Well, I said, that's all I know to ask. What did God tell you to do? Did God tell you to go down to Elm Street and turn left? Or did God told you to go two blocks, turn right on Coffee Street, go one block and turn on Avenue 8, and you're going to be at your destination? Oh, I'm following my GPS. And then following that GPS, you find out you hold four blocks, 3 or 4 miles out of the way because the GPS haven't caught up with the new streets been put in, the new signage, new landmark. And then you say, but it's, I say, uh-uh, you followed what you wanted to follow. The Holy Ghost told you which way to go. But you didn't, the Holy Ghost told you before you left out your driveway. I know you're used to going this way. But something is going on that way. I don't want you to go that way. I want you to go another way. And it's a young lady, can tell you, if you ever meet her, I won't say her name. She used to be on me all the time. Apostle said, why you tell me don't go down this street? I say, it's a warning, baby. Don't go that way. God is keep showing me some stuff that happened on that street. Shaw is shooting every time she go down that street. She find a roadblock. She see shooting. She see people naked on the ground or the policeman got them. Cars going through grocery stores. People running for their life. I bet you if you ask her now, she say, all the time I go that way, if the Holy Ghost leave me, I go a different way. And I'm just saying, that's the same thing in life. When God is giving us a direction, start following the direction that God give you. All of us not right. All of us make mistakes. But if we try the Spirit, by the Spirit, to know it is of God, you gonna know what the Lord is saying. And if anybody would like to interject at this time, hit one on your keypad. I would love to bring you in. Anybody that would like to say something on this broadcast, feel free. I would love to hear from you. Even if somebody want to give somebody this broadcast to come in on an archive later, feel free. The number to call in to get it is area code 646-716-4389. And before I leave home, when I have to leave the house, I was supposed to go to the drugstore this morning. I'm giving you a good example. And I said, well, I'm going to get dressed and go on to the drugstore. The Holy Ghost said, no. Just continue on putting your clothes on. Don't go now. Do your broadcast. And when you get off your broadcast, then go to the drugstore. I said, okay. I followed the Holy Ghost. I don't know if I was going to come back a wreck, a pile up, a shooting, a robbery. I don't know what God was preventing me for, but I listened to what the Holy Ghost said. Continue getting dressed, but do your broadcast. Then leave and go to the drugstore. That's the rise and try again. That means you listen to what God is saying. You ain't out there, oh, I know, I can go this way. Everything going to be all right. Uh-uh. He let me know I don't have to make that mistake this morning. Follow the instruction of the Lord. And won't go wrong. I want to thank each and every person that have come to the line today to hear this broadcast. I only did it for 30 minutes today because I have some things I have to go out and do. But I listened to what the Holy Ghost said. So I did the broadcast first. Somebody may be tuning in on the archives. And they may take heed for the fall, the rising, and try again. We're going to fall sometime, but a lot of times when we fall, it's our mistake, y'all. It is not God's. It's our. Because we did not want to be obedient and listen to what the Holy Ghost had to tell us. We thought we knew more than the Holy Ghost. So today, pass that on, rise and try again. If you fall, get back up, dust yourself off, and say, God, forgive me. I repent. And go on and follow the instruction that God give you. And you'll be surprised where he would lead you. You will lead you to riches. Just be obedient. Listen to what he's saying. And until next Wednesday, you all be blessed. I'll be putting another show on by the end of the week. So you all can come on again next week. I've enjoyed talking with you all a few minutes. And do take heed, rise and try again. If you make a mistake, go and ask God to forgive you. And do what he said do. And we won't have so many pitfalls and things that's happening in our life or wanting to do it just because we say, oh, I'm going to do that this way tomorrow. Uh-uh. Say, God, which way do you want me to do it? Because I want to be led by you so I don't keep making these failures. Keep my focus because I'm falling. I don't want to keep making the same mistake over and over and over. I don't want to be living in fear on all the mistakes I made. Lord, you strengthen me up. Girdle me up, Lord, so I can do better. I want to thank each and every person that came on the line today. I give God the praise today, and I give him the glory. And you know, I always tell you, for about 16 years, if I had a tentacles of an octopus, I would come through that phone and hug each one of you all and tell you just how much I love you. I appreciate you coming on, Joy and Peace, all these years. Continue on coming on. I don't know what God's going to do. I wanted to give it up and do something else, but God told me this is the platform he gave me to stick with it until he tell me to stop. So you see, I'm being obedient. Because I don't want to rise and fall continuously with the same thing. So until next Wednesday, you all be blessed. I love each and every one of you. And have a wonderful weekend. Bye-bye.